American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 1C. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to a news bulletin.
We interrupt this program for a special weather bulletin. The Department of Public Safety reports that a tornado is on the ground and is approaching the city. People are warned to find protection immediately. I repeat, find protection immediately. If you are in an automobile, get out of your car and lie flat.
Listen to the bulletin again.
We interrupt this program for a special weather bulletin. The Department of Public Safety reports that a tornado is on the ground and is approaching the city. People are warned to find protection immediately. I repeat, find protection immediately. If you are in an automobile, get out of your car and lie flat.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to some questions about the weather bulletin. Write the answers in Figure 2.
Number 1. What is approaching the city? Number 2. What should people do? Number 3. What should people do if they are in cars?
Now let's check the answers to the questions.
Number 1. What is approaching the city? A tornado. Repeat. A tornado is approaching the city. Number 2. What should people do? Find protection immediately. Repeat. People should find protection immediately. Number 3. What should people do if they are in cars? Get out of the car and lie flat. Repeat. People should get out of the car and lie flat.
Now, listen to a news report.
Good evening. This is the evening news. A tornado struck the Texas town of Moon City today. More than 100 homes were damaged or destroyed. A 70-year-old man died of a heart attack when the roof of his house was torn off. More than 50 people were put into the hospital with critical injuries. Rain fell during the storm, and slight damage from hail was reported in other parts of the city. A major traffic jam resulted from broken trees that were laying across highways.
Now listen to the report again. Be prepared to answer some questions.
Good evening. This is the evening news. A tornado struck the Texas town of Moon City today. More than 100 homes were damaged or destroyed. A 70-year-old man died of a heart attack when the roof of his house was torn off. More than 50 people were put into the hospital with critical injuries. Rain fell during the storm, and slight damage from hail was reported in other parts of the city. A major traffic jam resulted from broken trees that were laying across highways.
Now look at Figure 2 again. Beginning with number 4, write the answers to these questions.
Number 4. How many homes were damaged or destroyed? Number 5. Who died when the roof of his house was torn off? Number 6. How many people had critical injuries? Number 7. What resulted from broken trees that were laying across highways?
Now let's check your answers to the questions.
Number 4. How many homes were damaged or destroyed? More than 100. Repeat. More than 100 homes were damaged or destroyed. Number 5. Who died when the roof of his house was torn off? A 70-year-old man. Repeat. A 70-year-old man died when the roof of his house was torn off. Number 6. How many people had critical injuries? More than 50. Repeat. More than 50 people had critical injuries. Number 7. What resulted from broken trees that were laying across the highways? A major traffic jam. Repeat. A major traffic jam resulted from broken trees that were laying across the highways.
Look at figure 3. Repeat the underlined words and the sentences.
Cut in. Cut in. The weather report cut in on the program. Interrupt. Interrupt. We interrupt this program for a news report. Approach. Approaching. A tornado is approaching. At once. At once. Find protection at once. Shout. Shouted. He shouted, "A tornado is coming." Crash. Crashed. A tree crashed into the window. Critical. Critical. A man died from critical injuries. Minor. Minor. Minor damage resulted from the strong winds. Slight. Slight. The damage was slight. It wasn't much. Major. Major. A major storm is developing over the ocean.
At figure 4. You will hear a sentence and a cue word. Make a yes-no question using the cue word. Listen to the example first. Mary went to Dallas.
Houston. Did she go to Houston?
Now listen to the statement and the cue word. Then make a yes-no question like the example. Number one. Tornadoes occur in the spring.
The summer. Repeat. Do tornadoes occur in the summer?
Number two. Clyde ran under a tree.
Jane. Repeat. Did Jane run under a tree?
Number three. The Army will assist the police.
Air Force. Repeat. Will the Air Force assist the police?
Number four. The tornado damaged the windows.
Trees. Repeat. Did the tornado damage the trees?
Number five. He's shouting his name.
A warning. Repeat. Is he shouting a warning?
Look at figure five. This exercise is similar to figure four. Look at the example first. Jane was very frightened.
Clyde. Was Clyde very frightened?
Now listen to the sentence and the cue word. Then make a yes-no question using the cue word. Number one. The roof was slightly damaged.
The car. Repeat. Was the car slightly damaged?
Number two. The small boy is afraid of tornadoes.
The small girl. Repeat. Is the small girl afraid of tornadoes?
Number three. There wasn't very much rain.
Hail. Repeat. Was there very much hail?
Number four. She was his sister.
His aunt. Repeat. Was she his aunt?
Number five. Jim had been watching television.
Jack. Repeat. Had Jack been watching television?
Look at figure six. Listen to a sentence and a cue word. Then make a negative yes-no question. Look at the example. The captain briefed the pilots.
The new recruits. Didn't the captain brief the new recruits?
Now listen to the sentence and the cue word. Make a negative yes-no question like the example. Number one, he urged them to be calm.
Quiet. Repeat, didn't he urge them to be quiet?
Number two, the students swallowed the cough medicine.
The pill. Repeat, didn't the students swallow the pill?
Number three. Everyone breathes air.
Oxygen. Repeat. Doesn't everyone breathe oxygen?
Number four. She choked on a piece of apple.
Chicken bone. Repeat. Didn't she choke on a chicken bone?
Look at figure seven. Listen to a telephone conversation between two friends. Just listen.
Jane, are you all right? I heard on the news that there was a tornado in Moon City.
Yes, there was. We're okay, but we were scared.
Where were you when the tornado hit?
I was in the kitchen washing dishes. Clyde was watching TV in the living room. All of a sudden, he shouted to me. Just then I heard something crash against the house, The wind had picked up a tree and thrown it at the house.
Oh, no.
I ran into the hall, and by the time I'd gotten down on the floor, I could hear a loud noise.
What did it sound like?
It sounded as if 100 jets were flying low over the house. I'd never heard anything like it. Now listen to the dialogue again and write in the missing words in Figure 7.
Jane, are you all right? I heard on the news that there was a tornado in Moon City.
Yes, there was. We're okay, but we were scared.
Where were you when the tornado hit?
I was in the kitchen washing dishes. Clyde was watching TV in the living room. All of a sudden, he shouted to me. Just then I heard something crash against the house. The wind had picked up a tree and thrown it at the house.
Oh, no.
I ran into the hall, and by the time I'd gotten down on the floor, I could hear a loud noise.
What did it sound like?
It sounded as if 100 jets were flying low over the house. I've never heard anything like it. Now turn to the answer page for this tape and check your answers. This is the end of Tape 1C, Book 22.